Hi, this is the person pretending to be Patience, not Sapience, and you're listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor.
You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view. This podcast is brought to you by Typefrag.com for all your Ventrilo hosting needs. Receive 25% off your first month when you use the promo code 2Mordor at checkout. And welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. I'm your host, Merrick.
I'm Gwenstar.
And what did you do this week?
It's episode 65.
Oh, yes, it is.
This week, I slept a lot.
You slept a lot?
I had the narco sleepy.
The narco sleepy, huh?
Yeah, well, I ate turkey and exploded. I have that on my list.
So that was a mission accomplished.
I predicted that was going to happen, and it did. I ate turkey and I exploded. Other than that, I got my runekeeper to level 38, and I attempted to do a dungeon and couldn't finish it.
Well, we had exigent circumstances. Is that how you say it? We had a little hobbit running around.
We had a hobbit who refused to sleep the entire night. Who, like, every 2 seconds, hi!
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you guys are going to have to find somebody else for this dungeon because I obviously need to go sit and rub baby hobbit's face with a blanket for an hour.
And you were still up way...
No, and like 3 hours later, I was still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, you were up a lot later. Oh, well. Lesson learned?
I don't know what lesson was learned.
That some nights, we're just not going to be able to sleep.
Okay.
Is that a lesson? I don't know.
I don't know what kind of lesson that is. Not a good lesson.
Anything else that you did, or...
Not that I can think of.
No?
I put some songs in my house for Kia and her post. And then I sat there AFK while she did it.
Oh, well, bummer.
I honestly did not do much this week.
Well, fair enough. I think... Did you get your runekeeper up to 38?
Mm. I already said that.
Okay, cool.
She's doing those quests in Evendim where you have to go and kill the Garad dudes. The wolf head people.
Oh,
80 times.
I don't do that.
So like, well, I was there, and they were on level, but they were easy for me to kill. For some reason, they're really weak against lightning and fire and me blowing them up. So I had no problem with it, but by the fourth time I was going through there, I'm just like, I'm about ready to put on a wolf pelt and start attacking the free peoples. Because I'm in this camp more than I'm anywhere else. And their propaganda is starting to work on me.
Their propaganda? Don't they just go Aru and stuff like that?
Yeah, I was turning feral.
You were turning feral. One could only hope. So what else?
I have nothing else.
Nothing else?
No, okay. I slept all week because I was really tired.
So I ran the school. I did it with you and then Bri. And then you left. So Bri switched... I can't remember. Did Bryce switch to his minstrel? Well, then Az came along.
Az was there to begin with.
Oh, no. That's right. Okay. No, you're right. I misremembered. Okay, so it was me, you, and Az, and then you left, and then Bryce came. He played his minstrel.
Okay.
It was fun. And we got the challenge mode done, and then we went to bed. And then, like, later this week, we did the Great Barrows Maze and Thadar with Bri, Cid, Tira, Giri, and Kia. And let's see. I'm thinking about doing the second night so Sam can come along. Get Sam in there. I know he's been running to want to run stuff, but hasn't been able to.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. It'd probably be after the holidays, because it's kind of...
Well, yeah. I honestly forgot that we were doing something Friday.
Well, I kind of...
And I went to bed and nobody woke me up and asked me, so...
Well, I figured I knew what your answer was. Oh, the Andor would like to come along too? Huh? Yeah.
Maybe we can get enough to do a couple groups. Thursday nights is our dungeon running night.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, show up. I'll probably be sleeping because I don't remember.
Well, I remembered, but I didn't have the heart to tell you because you were like so excited about going to sleep.
I was too.
Is it sleepies? It was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, sure, sleepies. I finished all the non-repeatable quests in Endenwythe, including the epic storyline. Epic storyline's kind of weird. I didn't really know what to think about it.
I haven't finished it.
I'll let people go ahead and go forward with it. What they want to do is, yeah, I didn't know what to think about the end, but it's interesting. It definitely is a storyline. I'm not saying it's bad or anything. It's just kind of weird. It's different, I guess, to me. I think Endenwythe is a good zone. I think it's better than Mirkwood was.
I like the zone better. I need to go and finish the epic book. I haven't done it yet, still.
See, Mirkwood, I think, and towards the middle, once you get to the middle area, you know, there's always the central hub that has all the cooking and crafting and stuff like that in the middle. It kind of falls off, and it kind of pushes you towards the dungeons, I think, a little bit.
I wouldn't know. I quit, way before I got to there.
Yeah. It's definitely better than that, but once you get into the middle... Again, it starts pushing you in, three different directions. Like, literally, it pushes you towards quests in the south, quests in the west, and quests in the east. All different storylines, all different things.
Which one's good?
Well, because it's kind of because I really like the way Eregion is linear. It kind of takes you to each post, and it's, one congruent storyline kind of thing. This one is okay, now here's three different things that are going on. And one of them...
But you can do all three of them.
Well, I guess here's a little bit of a spoiler.
Another scene.
No, in the West, there's these hobbit-like creatures. Doesn't really appear to have anything to do with any of the Great Company or anything like that. It's just you stumble onto them.
Okay.
And then you do quests there.
Isn't that most zones? You just show up and they're hey, my pigs got loose. Go find my pigs.
No, I think Lothar usually has a better storyline than I have loose pigs, please go get them.
No, there's quests like that.
I know there's quests like that, but I think it usually does better than that. That's my opinion.
Okay.
But it's just kind of odd, and then the rewards are kind of odd. They start giving out destiny points for these repeatable quests.
Really?
Yeah, they give item XP.
What are you supposed to do with it?
And destiny points, and then some of them. Do give the silver medallions for that area. And, did I forget about old Sally Bry? Okay, fair enough.
Gotta go find the pig. Pig's lost.
Old Sally. Fair enough. But yeah, it was kind of weird.
It might be weird because you don't read.
No, it's weird.
Okay.
It's just kind of, it's just kind of the whole thing. You're going in to help the Great Company and... talk to the Algreg and get everything cohesive, and suddenly there's hobbits.
They're supposed to be there.
Yeah, I know, but it's all of a sudden, you're talking to hobbits.
I don't understand your weirdness here.
You'll see.
But the thing is that hobbits are typically disconnected from whatever the crap's going around them. They're working on their own thing. They're worried about their pigs.
You'll see. But... I don't know. The Destiny Points is nice because you can use Destiny Point rewards to boost up hope and get rid of dread and stuff like that. So it's kind of replenishing some of mine since I don't really PvMP. So that's kind of nice, but it's no faction or anything like that. And then in the East, you got some more repeatables, and which are all Small Fellowship. Four of them. All Small Fellowship. And then in the South, you got your solo line. So that's the way it goes. You'll have fun. You'll see. And then I'm going to pick up the Hunter, trying to get him to 40, or at least to 38, so we can do skirmishes together. You've expressed interest in doing skirmishes with your Runekeeper.
Yes. I would like to get her some gear because her gear obviously is poop.
Is the poopy?
If I can kill things before it gets to me, I'm fine. That's not always the case. If they actually reach me, I'm pretty much dead.
And skirmishes are nice because you can always boost that up. Like you can boost up your morale and your armor, stuff like that with solo traits.
I figured I would just get enough skirmish points to buy some armor.
Okay.
Because I've been using quested armor, which I know was not the good stuff.
No, probably
but
not.
Like when I got to the point where I was like, wow, this is an upgrade. Oh, man.
Yeah. And it, yeah. I could see if I could make you some level 31 epic
I'm 39. Guild armor. I'm 38.
Yeah. I can see what there is for 38.
I just hit 38.
Can't silvers make you something? What? That's not that hard. That's like expert stuff.
No, it can't be. I'm picking up the pristine or the...
Yeah, that's expert. I think. No, it's not expert.
Silvers is stuck on the pristine hide. She just doesn't have enough.
That's because nobody drops it.
Well, those wolf dudes do. They're wolves do.
Oh.
So I collected some. I'm going to send that to Silvers.
Boar says it's actually artisan. Okay. So I was mistaken. Yeah, I have none of those. The extraordinary, I think they are. I have none.
None of what?
Extraordinary highs. Yeah, you're best off with skirmish stuff. Because
that's what I was planning, and that's why I said you had to come do skirmishes for me.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Why not? All right, do you have anything else that you can think of?
Nope.
Okay, we'll head into the town crier.
And now, the town crier.
Okay, so in official news, we have the November patch notes. Woo!
And I haven't even read it yet. Because
I haven't either.
I was like, oh, that's great. I put it on my iPad in my Goodreader. I'm like, I'll just read that like on my way home from work. But then I drove myself, and then we had Thanksgiving. And
yeah.
I have not had time to sit and just read it.
And I tell you what, Black Friday has app specials have kept us busy. Yeah. Really, so has like family and taking care of the Hobbit baby. Yeah, I need to go through these and read them, especially since they're coming out Monday.
Yeah, and it's long.
Yeah, it's long.
I should have read it today while I was waiting for my appointment. But
I should have read them yesterday while I was waiting for your car.
That's a good point. You sat for hours waiting for my car to be done.
I did. It's fun, though. Well, not really fun.
It's super fun.
But it was really nice. I'm getting a VW just so I can come back and get my car changed.
I had to get my Volkswagen serviced for our trip next weekend, and I had a bunch of maintenance work that I needed done, and so he ended up sitting there for hours for an oil change.
Well, yeah. I didn't tell. Well, they told me it was going to be a couple hours. Yeah. A couple equaled like five. Oops. Well, you did warn me. What if they have you sit there all day?
Yeah, I was like, well, let's just reschedule it.
Yeah, well. All right, so what else do we have going on here?
Well, I put this with the announcement of the November patch notes because two of our writers have been giving information based on those patch notes, and I thought that people might be interested in reading about them. Pine Leaf did a skirmish post about the changes to skirmishes with the November patch notes. I think what is the big winner there is the reputation that's being added to the skirmishes.
Yeah, I like that, but he said it was only about 700.
It's better than nothing.
That's true. It's better than nothing. It's too bad they can't do that retroactively, but I can't think of a way that they could. I mean, I guess they could keep track of that, but
I can't. Want to,
yeah, I don't. That would be. That's like one more component of it that they'd have to throw in.
Yeah. So anyway, that's happening, and Katani had a post about the Lore Master pet cosmetic. The what are they called? The talismans.
Yeah, the talismans that are going to be replacing all the jewelry that's coming in.
Does that mean I'm not going to make anything? My jewelry's not going to make anything? Or do they make these talismans now?
They make the talismans now, and then basically they're going to be, instead of, you know, they're going to be one for one. And then in the future when they make cosmetic things like this, they're going to be multi-output. But they're not doing multi-output for these at first.
Okay. Well, the post is great because she's got a picture of what all the animals' cosmetics looks like.
Yeah.
And well, some are store only.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I mean, that's pretty typical in this kind of structure of like store purchased items. I really don't have a problem with it. The black paw bear, don't care.
It doesn't make your bear more powerful if you have it. It's just, it's a skin, you know? I can see that being a store item. It's pure fluff.
Yeah, I don't think I would really care. Maybe if I had a special pet that I liked. Personally, I would, of the eagles, I think the tundra, which is the store only one, it's all right. But I'd rather go, I can see myself using something else. I think the only ones that really matter are probably the saber cat. The saber cat has three cool ones, but the saber cat is a stinky pet, so what does it matter?
Okay.
I mean, it's a decent pet. It does AoE damage, but it's not very good. Usually people go with the raven or the eagle, so. Yeah, the store-only raven is pretty cool, Leandor. It is pretty cool. But it's like a little skull head, so I guess.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. The storm raven's pretty cool. The weathered raven is the skull head. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we also had Codemaster updates, which, unfortunately, the November update is going to be tentatively delayed for December 7th.
Yes. Man, it's... I, you know, people are telling me it's this, people are telling me it's that. It doesn't really matter whose fault it is. I honestly don't care. I'm just here to report to you that it's going to be late again. So, whether Turbine was late with the patch or Codemasters
was
having issues, or both, who knows? Who knows? I know that they were having problems with their store earlier this week, and I went to link that post, and it's been deleted.
Oh, really?
It was on. It's the link is still on my Facebook because I posted it to Facebook, so our Facebook fans would know that, you know, it's, you're not crazy. The store's down, and I went to go grab that link, and it says this post doesn't exist anymore.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so they were having some store problems earlier this week, but I think it's fixed. They also Codemasters is also having a forum thread. That if you just introduce yourself in this forum thread, you have a chance to win 250 Codemaster points. it's just a random drawing. It's open till December 3rd. Just go and type something in there, and you are entered to win.
Interesting. Well, you know, as far as the December update goes, it's obviously there. I mean, it's a lot faster than 3 months or 2 months or however long it actually was. So, obviously, they're getting something sorted out there, which is great. But it's obviously not ironed out. So, we'll see. Hopefully, December 7th, it'll be good. There was a dev diary on Edward Lewin, your developer hero.
Butchford!
Has redone the Edward Lewin intro. I've actually gone through it. She did a great job. It looks... her goal was to make it a little more cohesive, a little bit more epic, and it definitely was that. You can definitely tell that stinky, nasty dwarves has taken over the area, and when it goes over to the good people, you can definitely tell that there was a difference. I mean, there's a visual difference. It's not just, like, different dwarves. I mean, everything looks different. So, they did a good job. I don't know if it's worth re-rolling just to do it, but it's definitely it'll be a good experience for everybody who goes through it. It was a little off-putting because I'm so used to that intro.
It's that different?
Yeah, like the quest givers are in different areas. You go, yeah, it's different.
Maybe I'll re-roll my Lore Master.
You should. Don't like it.
She's got a stigma around her. I don't like her.
It's time to re-roll. Yeah, Butchford did a good job. She helped with the Archit revamp previously, and then she moved on to this one. So, be good to see what she does next.
Yeah, I am a Butchford fan. I'm going to re-roll my Lore Master.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Transferred you over. There was also several interviews with Aaron Campbell and Adam Mirsky floating around.
Oh, there's a couple, yeah.
Yeah, Voodoo 3D, which is a part of IGN, and then 10 Ton Hammer also had several different things going on. Nothing like earth-shattering, except for maybe the cosmetic items, ironically. Like, we couldn't tell if there was like, they mentioned something about more slots, and I tried to get clarification.
Does that mean like another tab or?
See, I don't know. It sounds like there might be tabs. It sounds like there might be items that take up multiple tabs. I don't, or multiple slots. It's kind of up in the air. It's interesting.
Interesting.
It almost, you know, it's sometimes, and I'm just throwing it out there. I can't confirm it because they have said in the past it's not possible, or at least not without a lot of work, but it almost sounds like there might be cosmetic weapons.
You think so?
I don't know. You're just guessing. It's a random guess. I have no proof of it either way.
I'm running around with a rolling pin in my hand.
But they, you know, I outlined the highlights, and I think by now everybody pretty much knows. Well, most of the stuff that's going out there.
Nothing really new.
Dungeons associated that are going to be in the end zone with. You know, associated with the raid cluster, and then there's going to be some that are in the 30s and 40s that will have nothing to do with endgame, kind of like Great Barrows. There was something mentioned about like 300 plus new in-game items arriving to the store, but it didn't really say if this was with the November update or if it's in the future that they have plans.
300, dang.
Yeah, or if this is like counting current stuff. It's hard to know, and it made me want to be there so I could, like, ask details. So, go read those. They're pretty good. We have the highlights. But I suggest going to Voodoo Extreme and to Tentum Hammer and read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe something I didn't think was a highlight.
Maybe I'll catch something and tell us something cool.
That's right. Because I miss stuff all the time.
Oh, I miss stuff constantly.
All right. We had several sales going on. Sorry. I stepped on you.
You are just taking over the show. I've been chatting in the chat room because you've just been blah, 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 blah all week.
It's Merrick is talkative tonight.
The Merrick will not shut up show.
All right, go ahead.
We had a Thanksgiving sale for the Lotro store this week. It is the same as the Codemaster sale this week. There's select quest packs that are on sale. Angmar, Anedwaith, Eregion, Evendim, Forakel, Misty Mountains, North Downs, and Trollshaws.
Whoa.
In case you don't know, don't buy Lonelands.
Yeah, don't buy Lonelands.
Because that is becoming free with the November patch.
Monday.
Or December 7th or whatever it was.
Yeah, don't buy Lonelands.
So don't buy it. It would explain why everything dropped in price.
You know, there are people actually upset that Lonelands is going to go free.
Why?
Not because they bought it, but
because they bought it?
No. Like they were upset in the forums, like they're like this was the downfall of all Lotro, which I don't see, but people were upset about it, like, don't make it free. There's gonna be so many noobs in the Lonelands. No, I don't think so.
I wish you could see my face. My face is of utter confusion.
You can pretty much zoom through the Lonelands, and it's a big space.
Wow, that's weird.
The only thing I'd be
more excited about, there's more people there.
Although, if you're on the war quest, get them done now before the influx of people comes. Because that's the worst ones. The two warg ones.
Yeah, where you have to kill them. Or the deeds.
No, I think it's a good move. I mean, it... definitely, they're not going to make all the areas free, because that's a major money point for them. Although maybe if they're finding out that quest packs are not the major money maker, but like other things are.
Or maybe they find that, you know, giving the Lonelands free just hooks them that much more.
I think so. It'll hook you into the next zones where you go, oh my gosh, what the hell happened to my game?
Because Lonelands goes, you can be like 30 by the time you leave Lonelands. If you did everything.
Oh, I love the Lonelands. You know I love the Lonelands.
You know, if you're like, okay, I made it to level 30. I might as well buy the next zone.
I got to 30 and stopped at Garth at Garwin. Because it's pretty easy to do with all my characters. I loved it. I went through it. 30 to 40, though. They need to step it up because you get people going through that Lonelands. And then they go to Evendim and North Downs. They're going to be severely disappointed. That's going to be the drop-off zone. Of course, maybe they're, you know, maybe this is a test. Maybe they're seeing people drop off at, like, the 20s when they get to the Lonelands, and this will be... And if they open this up, they'll see people moving forward.
Right.
And if they keep on buying stuff like cosmetic items and other things from the store, then opening up the quest pack isn't a big deal.
Well, it might also be showing them more how the regular world works, because those ones that they get for free are starter zones.
Right, right, right.
You know, maybe give them an introduction of like, okay, this is how questing is when you're not a noob.
Right.
You know, I'm guessing. I have no idea, but
it's quite possible.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the store's in flux. They're really not sure what their moneymaker is going to be right now. Still relatively new.
Yep. I had one person ask me, is this a good deal? Is this the best deal? And I'm like, this has been open since September. We don't know what the best deals are. Like, let us go through a year, I guess, and kind of see where the prices fluctuate, and I can give you a better idea.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Defense buffs are on sale. They're 20% off. These are, you know, just a defense buff.
Eat soup.
Yeah, well, I could see it maybe is situational.
Yeah, not all defenses are covered by soup either. So, I guess if you wanted to buff up, like, I don't know. I didn't see what they actually sell, but if they sell, like, melee defense or, like, acid and lightning and stuff like that.
It's mitigate more fire damage, frost damage, acid damage, lightning damage, shadow damage, and common damage.
Yeah, that's... most of that's not covered by soup. Yeah, I can see where...
It would be situational, though.
It'd be very situational. Maybe if you're running, like, great barrows or something. Well, no, that's disease.
Yeah. If you know you're going to deal with a lot of lightning damage.
If you go to the Watcher, acid damage is reigns supreme there. So there you go.
Yeah, so if you know you're going to do something like that. My suggestion was, I see no reason to just carry these around just in case. Like, don't buy a stack just in case. If you know you're going to do something, then maybe.
Yeah. Going to the North Down, doing those drakes. Fire damage is very, very prominent with those drakes. Yeah, I go with you. It's situational. I don't know if I would spend points on them.
All food buffs are 20% off.
No.
Yeah, well, I can see why they did this. It's a very Thanksgiving theme.
It is Thanksgiving.
Food. But, no. Go have a cook make you some stuff.
Yeah, cooking. Well, I haven't raised cooking since the revamp. But it's relatively easy. It's just expensive.
Journeyman crafting tools are on sale.
Do not buy.
Select clothing is on sale, 20% off. And it is, let's see, waistcoats, shirts, tunics, and pants, a couple dresses, hauberks, cloaks, robes, shoulder guards, fur-lined ceremonia, a bar garb. I have no idea how to say that word. Fresh leather and snow-dusted traveling boots. Just boots? That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, the hauberks are pretty cool. The cloaks are nice. The robes are okay.
The elegant shoulder dress guards, is pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is something that if you are a free or premium player and your points are like going to get you that next quest hub, I wouldn't mess with these so much.
Yeah.
You want to save your turbine points so that you can buy your next quest hub. They're fun. I'm the biggest fan of cosmetics there is. I'm just giving my advice.
Hey, yeah.
I've bought some. I will fess up.
I've thought about it. I still haven't bought any hauberks or anything like that.
I haven't bought any hauberks. I'm talking about that. I bought dresses. We also have a points special this week. Let me find the link for that.
It's a pretty good point special, actually.
Yes. They're basically giving double points bundles. I'm not positive. I think this may be the same deal that we saw launch.
I think so. It's double bonus points. So it's not bad. I mean, 6,900 for 14. I think somebody broke it down in the thread about how much it costs.
It's less than a penny each for the $29.50 package and the $49.99 package, which is very cheap.
It's $0.007 per point. So yeah.
It's less than a penny.
Yeah. Well, a seventh of a penny. Yes. Okay, I was just being specific. I don't know why you're getting all upset.
I'm not upset at all. I don't know why you keep saying it over and over.
Well, the Veterans Day was a penny.
Yes.
And GameStop cards are like a penny and a quarter.
Yeah, they're just over a penny.
Yeah.
Each.
Yeah, so this is definitely the best deal if you want to shell out $49.
The 29.50 is also less than a penny.
Oh, so that's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I figured out, I figured them all out to before I gave my advice. So,
well, if you see a $49.99 charge on credit card,
I would be very upset.
$49.50
If I do, you better have asked first.
Can I ask now?
No, I don't want to do it with any witnesses.
All right, Lotro merchandise have been released. The WB is actually, are they still having a sale? They had it on sale for a while.
It was on sale yesterday. I don't know if it's still on sale.
It's a Black Friday kind of thing. The Warner Brothers online store has two mugs and three mouse pads.
Oh, three mouse pads.
Yeah, they are currently on sale. They are basically the splash screen art. You know, most of you will be very familiar with it. They do not do international shipping on these items right now, unfortunately. However, they do have international stuff on their Lord of the Rings stuff. So maybe in the future, if these are popular, they will move it over to international stuff. There is more on the way, according to Sapiens. So that's good. This is just a start. And there is also a feedback thread where you can give ideas about what kind of stuff you would like to see. I personally said posters was the kind of stuff I'd like to see. And a map of Middle Earth that is not $250.
T-shirts. I need a Friday casual day.
Oh, yeah. T-shirts would be cool. Yeah,
I
the mugs.
Show off my, my... Well, I have my turbine shirt from PAX East, but...
Osiren says the mugs look kind of nice. They are good coffee cups. I could definitely see using them as coffee cup.
Sure.
I can also see myself dropping it because I do that.
He doesn't drink coffee either.
No. Well, sometimes. I drink a little bit of coffee with my cream and sugar.
I was just going to say, you put so much cream and sugar in there, it's not coffee.
I don't know what's wrong with three packets and two creams. I drink it like your dad.
Okay.
I do.
Yes, you're just like my daddy. I was talking with my mom about that today.
All right. What else is going on?
Palantir applications are on hold.
Yep, due to the Thanksgiving holiday, and the beta coordinator has moved on. They will be holding off for a little while. They will let everybody know when the application process will be beginning. If you send in the application in or on, or before, or on October 8th, you are good. Otherwise, you
wow,
will have
October
to reset
8th?
It.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's far back. I wouldn't remember when I did it.
No. Hopefully it'll be up soon, probably after the holidays. I would say at least after the holidays, or till they get somebody who to fill in that spot for Neff. There will be downtime on Monday, November 29th, obviously for the patch.
Yeah, in preparation for the patch. So.
Did they say how long it was going to be?
I believe they had a time frame, but they're always wrong.
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, we need one more hour. So.
Plan to go see a movie or something. It's 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard.
Hmm? They have new community members. They have 42. Kyle Horner of Massively and GamePro. Cordovan. Jerry Schnuck of DDO Cast.
We've had on. Very nice guy.
Yes. Celestrada.
Celestrada, yeah.
Which is Sarah Brennan of Massively.
Who is like the lockdown queen of threads. She's my new hero on the forums.
Zimzy, Rachel Cross, formerly of the Nefarious QA Lotra Beta Coordinator.
Yes. So there's a thread where you can go and welcome them all. They're actually keeping very good contact of that. They're all pretty nice people. We've had interactions. Some of them are on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very cool. And the last part, I'm going to let you cover because this is a pretty cool thing.
It's not really, it's sort of...
It's a rumor-ish.
Well, it's not rumor-ish, but it's not really directly related to Lotro, I guess. But I thought it was neat. Yesterday, I posted that Amazon had the Lord of the Rings Blu-ray on sale. And we found a thread in the forums that said that he went to Target during a Black Friday sale, bought one of the discs, went home, and it had a 500 Turbine Points code card in it.
I came this close to going and buying a Blu-ray version.
I almost did too, just to see if it had it in there.
Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I'm going grocery shopping.
Well, it's not going to be on sale anymore. It's We should have done it while it was on sale.
I don't know. They might be getting rid of it.
Yeah. Well, the reason I didn't buy it is because it's the theatrical version. I'm waiting for the extended versions.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of neat. I mean, it's kind of neat to think that their connection with Warner Brothers is letting stuff like this happen.
It's still on sale on Amazon for $7.99.
Oh, maybe we'll buy one tonight then.
Okay, there we go. Actually, all three of them are. So there you go. $8 each. It's not bad. It's not a bad idea.
No. Oh, well, the sale price is a good price. It's like $17 off the list price for each of them.
What would be cool, though, Osiren just said that he doesn't own a Blu-ray player, and I think Blu-ray hasn't really seen a huge adoption. They need to start doing these cross-promotions with, like, direct downloads. That would be cool. Like, digital downloads.
Can you digital? Well, I guess, like, yeah, iTunes or something?
Just send it, like, once they get permission, you email them with their receipt, a code for 500.
Well, Amazon is doing stuff like that. Like, I bought my dad a DVD, a Blu-ray for Christmas. They got a Blu-ray player.
Right, right.
And I bought him a Blu-ray disc for Christmas so that he'd have a movie to watch. And Amazon sent me a code so that I could watch that show on demand.
Yeah, you got a rental for like 24.
Yeah, a rental.
Like 48 hours?
For buying it.
Which is cool because that way you can watch it while it's in transit and then you can have it when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's pretty cool. I guess we're moving on to player news.
Yep.
So the first part, you want to go ahead?
We have a new logo.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it quite a bit. It's
two little hobbits with like Mount Doom in the background.
So, despite using the name Mordor, we wanted to keep it as kind of LOTRO art-free as possible because we were running into, like, the ideas of doing stuff with it. We kind of ran into problems because it's Turbine's art.
Yeah, we didn't want to. Well, we didn't run into any problems. Let's make that clear. We didn't have any issues with their other art at all.
There was the potential of having problems.
We were kind of nipping it in the bud. It was time to refresh it.
Yeah.
It's a year and a half old or whatever. Our old stupid one. Where we're like, I don't know, to snap a picture or something. We'll put it up there.
Which is pretty much what we did.
Yeah.
We had no plan. We're just like, okay, where do we go? Let's go sit by a fireplace. Okay. Well, we can't sit in our armor because that's weird. It's not very casual.
Well, it was in our armor because we were like level 48 or something. We didn't want to be memorialized in this new armor.
I have heavy elven armor on.
Yeah, so I like the new logo quite a bit. You'll start seeing it everywhere on our podcast, on our Facebook, on our Twitters. It's pretty much being changed everywhere. We have a presence. And I'm happy with it.
That's pretty cool. Actually, one place you will see it is on Child's Play's website because we are now listed as gold level sponsors thanks to everybody who donated.
Yeah, because of our fundraising drive back in September, October, we are listed on their website, and I tell you, it's really cool to see us there. Like, we're right there with, like, Google and Microsoft.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it's very cool, but it kind of makes me wonder how much you have to give to be a platinum.
I don't know. I'm thinking we must, like, just hit the limit for gold.
Yeah. Platinum must be out the wazoo. But it's very cool. And if you didn't have a chance to donate to Child's Play, they are still, of course, taking donations. You can go to childsplaycharity.org and donate. They have their goal this year is $1.2 million.
Yeah, this is their active season right now.
And they are actually over halfway there. You can either text by phone or do it by PayPal. It's very cool. There's a lot of sponsors there. And it's nice to be listed among them. So, you know, congratulations, everybody.
Yes, thank you very much. It was because of you guys that were there.
Yeah. So.
And I'd like to just point out that Kia has gone ahead and made a new guide for housing, the Ambient Music Guide, where she went and took just little snippets of video of the music playing. She decorated the house to fit the theme that she was showcasing. Like, you'll notice that every house is decorated different because she tailored the background to the mood of the music. But they're not full songs. We're not allowed to post full songs because that would be a copyright violation. These are Turbine's works. But right. We did get permission from Sapiens to post snippets. And that's what these are. They're not full songs, but it'll give you an idea. Before you go and try to buy all these things and find the one that you like, you can listen to them all and find the one that you like the most.
Do you know how long the snippets are?
I think some range, like 2 minutes is the highest.
Okay. Okay. That's cool.
And the songs are really long. Yeah.
Yeah, the songs. Some of the songs are really long.
Because like most of those music have like 3 songs in them.
Right. There is a Landerville Horse Fair that is going on. It is in. It is on Saturday, December 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will have a link to it. There's going to be 2 races plus a relay race of 4 team members, and they suggest that kinships enter their team. It looks really cool. This is a pretty good idea. There's an entry fee for depending on your level of your character. And also looks like I do not know what the rewards are. But it is a role-playing encouraged event as well. Looks like a lot of fun. We will unfortunately be out of town.
Yes. Starting also on December 4th is a weekly RP thing on Winfola. It's called The Finer Things in Life. They're just starting this up. This Saturday will be the first meeting. They're doing it every Saturday at 9 p.m. And it's kind of like, it's an opportunity to get together and share some of the finer things in life, namely drinking of ales, smoking a pipe weave, and the singing of song. So this is, you know, starting Winfola's RP. So if you are on Winfola and you are interested in RP, here's an excellent chance for you to come and participate.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yep.
And that's very cool. Okay. So we had a poll this week, which was, what is your subscription type?
We had 701 voters. Our poll this week is, what is your subscription type? There's a 701 voters. We had 66% say they are VIPs.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, 18% say they are premium. 8% said they are a mix, they have more than one account. 8% say they are free players. And, well, one person voted that they haven't tried the game yet.
Hey, fair enough. We do have people who do not listen to, or do not play the game, but they like to listen. To which we say,
hello. Awesome.
And a reminder that it is a free game.
And you should try it.
Yeah, why not?
So, some people said it's not a fair poll because new people may not know about Casual Stolen Water. The point of this was to see who our audience is so that we can kind of tailor our
And if they don't know about
to it, our readers,
tell them.
Yeah, let them know. But yeah, it looks like mostly VIP and premium are our audience. That doesn't mean we won't do stuff for free players. It just means that we have a better idea of who's listening to us.
No, we definitely do have stuff. We haven't dropped some of the things that we're looking at. Some of the video things like Bri's experiment, we're on temporary hold until the November patch comes out. We do have plans for different stuff that is aimed at different people, and we definitely don't try to target VIPs. It's just kind of like for our own information. We're just curious. There is no insidious plot here.
Nope.
This week's poll is, what are your thoughts on the November update? So we will get to that next week. All right. If you can't think of anything else, we will head into Raise Your Glass.
I'm good with Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
This week we have 2 letters. The first one is from Thandane. Dear American Golden Star, Lingo Guide, in case you didn't know, Creep, Monster Player, Freep, Free Person. First things first, listening to They're Taking the Hobbits Off to Isengard at 2 times the normal speed was pretty funny. You know, I didn't do that, but I needed to do that. I just wanted to say that I'm happy about the Runekeeper updates coming in a week. As an avid creep, Runekeepers are the bane of the creep's life. With the ability to one-shot most creeps with a crit from Epic Conclusion, which is usually hits for 7k+, Lightning has been needing a nerf. Also, their healing has been needing a nerf as well. I was in a group of 6 who attacked a lone Runekeeper, and he was able to keep himself completely healed by himself with 6, count them, 6 creeps bounding on him. We had to call in a creep raid to kill him, showing that Runekeepers who are traded for healing can be extremely overpowered. Okay, off my little rant about Runekeepers. Concerning Isengard, specifically the changes to monster play, these changes to skills have been long overdue. At low ranks, ranks 1 through 6-ish, most creep classes do not have many skills at all. That is true. That actually turns me off about monster play. allowing for easy kills for the creeps. Concerning the change to make monster play available to everyone in the new PvMP zone, I'm kind of hesitant about this. Seeing as there is not much info concerning these, my judgment is still in reserve. But what I hope they do is, if they open up monster play to everyone, is to make the new zone a VIP-only area. Because at the moment, with only the VIPs and the Moors, about 24 creeps and 24 creeps on at the same time will cause terrible lag. We have enough lag issues without the tons of free and premium players. Nothing against them, I just think that as things stand now, the servers will not be able to handle any more people in the Moors. Having the new zone be VIP only will give the VIPs that little extra bonus that they should have for paying the monthly subscription, while allowing the free and premium players to try PvMP, while hopefully reducing the strain on the servers. Love the show, keep up the good work, Thandane, Vox Immortalis, the Council of the Sinker Fire, Elendilmir, and Landreville.
Elendilmir.
It's an interesting perspective that I hadn't thought about.
I trust he knows more about Moors than I do.
I can see the lag issues being something that they want to talk about. And I definitely, you know, there are people who are going to play Freep only, or Creep only, because it's easier to play Creep than it is a Freep when you start off at 65.
Well, isn't opening up another zone supposed to split everything off to reduce lag? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that is, but I don't know. My only thought is, will it greatly increase the Creep imbalance?
I would think so, unless they raise the cap. Because right now you have to be, what, level 10?
Level 10, yeah.
Maybe if they raise the cap, so you have to be...
Of course, if there are more creeps, that could draw more freeps out there, too. Because there's more people to kill.
Because there's more people to play with, right?
Yeah. I don't know, just something to think about. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure they'll make adjustments accordingly. It is interesting to see the Runekeeper... You know, it's interesting to see a Runekeeper... Somebody being... Thinking that Runekeepers need a nerf that aren't, like, another class. It's... Because that, in WoW, is usually, like... Rogues need a nerf because they're too overpowered. They do more DPS and get my group spot. Yeah. Whereas this one's like, they're too strong. Because they killed me in 5 hits. They killed 6 of us. That's pretty crazy. That dude is... I don't think it's just Runekeepers. I think that guy was pretty good too.
He's got skills.
He does.
Nathaniel writes, "Hi. Just sending a mail to say how great your podcast is." Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm male, 23 years old, still studying, living in Belgium, and have been playing Lotro on Eldar since December 2007. My main's a champ, but I have a lot of alts I'm working on at the moment, 7 of the 9 classes, Warden and Runekeeper, that fun in my opinion. I've recently came across your site, I think there was a link in the Lotro Europe forum, I don't know for sure, and I've started listening to all your podcasts. I'm at episode 19 at the moment. It's great, very relaxed, I love the concept of a married couple playing Lotro. My girlfriend hates everything to do with Tolkien. That was me gasping, not his email. And fantasy in general, which is kind of sad. I really look forward to your next episodes. With kind regards, Nathaniel, level 65, champ.
Well, thank you, Nathaniel. We're sorry that your girlfriend does not like Tolkien.
Or Siren says, dump her.
That, no, no. There's something about her that you obviously like, because you're with her.
You can overlook the Tolkien hatred, I suppose.
She just could be a beautiful lady. Although I don't think Tolkien's, well, everybody's to their own. I don't think he's necessarily, like, maybe the fantasy that she's used to. Because it's a lot more intellectual than most fantasy.
Just buy her a book for Christmas.
There you go. Ask, trade. Say you'll read Twilight if you... if she'll read Tolkien.
That's awful.
Wow.
That's funny.
Very stereotypical reply by me. Okay. This, okay.
We've been to Belgium, by the way. It's a lovely,
yeah,
lovely,
it's very lovely. I love your feet.
Your what?
Your feet.
Oh, pomfrets?
Pomfrets.
Okay. It sounded like you said feet.
I like the feet.
I like your feet.
I like your lasagna, too.
Okay. Everything in Belgium was covered in cheese. It was wonderful.
The most delicious thing I had was an eel stew with... homemade french fries and homemade mayo. It was delicious.
Yeah, I had a, which she said it was a traditional Finnish stew. But I have to say that the bowl of french fries and the bucket of mayonnaise was a little weird for me.
All right. Okay, let's go ahead and head into player achievements. Gestro of Winvolo says, quite a few achievements this week. I ran Gestro through Sword Halls for the first time, got my first legendary items for my minstrel Dagatholion, and rolled a new tune on the Landerville server, Gestrona the Hobbit Hunter. Also got a lot of my kidneys from the Defenders of the Right kinship to listen to your podcast and read your blog, and they all agree it's invaluable. Keep up the good work, Gestro of Winvolo. Well, thank you.
Red Griffin writes, my Captain Red Griffin managed to kill Thorog again, so I have enough Hellamarks for the full armor set, should I wish it. I did not get enough superior third marks to get my first piece, and to make a level 65 two-hander yet again. Level 65 two-hander, second age, Hallie. Guardian Red Griffin also managed to gain enough superior third marks for a new level 65 two-hander sword. Both are living in the three-man school library and doing the Great Barrow runs. Another fun week for the Red guys.
Congratulations. Seth, also known as Eldar, reputation grinding this week on my characters, trying to get kindred on all with Thorin's Hall, Hobbitsies, Elves of Rivendell, etc. in preparation for the new mounts. Fingers crossed that the Thorin Hall goat can be ridden in Moria. I'd count on it, yeah.
Did that ever get fixed, or do you think that...
I haven't seen it.
I think it's a bug. It has to be.
Right? It has to be.
Or the only reason I can think it's not is because it's a way to cheat in getting a goat in there.
Well, you shouldn't have made... It's not like getting Thorin's Hall rep is like...
Super fun.
The super easiest thing to do. I mean, it's not like super easy or anything. I don't see... Jandra, and they should have made it a goat anyways.
Jandra says that he hasn't heard it's been fixed yet. Okay. It was still flagged a horse last he looked.
All right.
Seabreeze of Eldar, Ronin of Arda, hit level 65 earlier this week on my first character, so big week for me.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Emma Wynn of Arkenstone writes, was having a great week in game and leveled my captain to 51 and my hunter to 49. Then I went and had me some Thanksgiving dinner, came home and discovered that I couldn't log in. I got hacked.
Oh no.
Oh, that's awful. Logged into my son's free account and discovered using his friend's list that I only had 5 characters remaining as my 47 lore master and my 11 burglar had been deleted. And of course, account services was closed and I work, so I can't get it fixed until Friday night. We'll add more here later after I try to get it fixed. Well, that's awful.
I hope that you can get that fixed. That's so sad.
I'm really hearing about a lot of people getting hacked recently.
Recently? Really?
So, 2 tips about it. Don't make your username easy to guess. Don't make it a word. Make it letters and numbers. And also do the same thing with your password. Make it secure. That's all I can offer.
Right. Do you think that she can get her stuff back, or do you think...
Okay, so I have a post in mind for this because I really disagree with Turbine's manner of fixing this. I don't know what they'll do for deleted characters, but for gear and stuff and things that were sold, they only give you they only give you gold. They do not restore your character items. I do not know why, other than the fact that the only thought is that they might be worried that somebody's duping stuff and distributing items and gold to their friends. Personally, though, I think if the IP that logs in is in America one day and China the next,
or
Russia or Turkey or a different country or even a different part of the U.S. or
Katani whatever. Katani says you cannot get your characters restored.
It's off. I disagree completely with the way that they handle hack accounts. I just don't like it. I think it's archaic. To be honest with you, I think you should just restore it to a point in time before the different IP logs you in.
Have a backup or something?
And if it happens twice, then there's something to talk about. You know, then there's a reason to be suspicious. But I don't really think that it's fair to just assume everybody's going to be duping at the beginning. It's not. I disagree with it. And when I got my account hacked in Blizzard, all I had to do was fill out a form, and they had an automated system that checked where the IP that logged my character in was normally in the past and where it was in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And they restored it and sent me like emails that restored all my characters and all their gear and all their money back to the way it was.
Wow.
And then I took it over. I assigned the authenticator to it. And you know what? I deleted the authenticator. So now it's even a bigger pain in the butt for anybody to use it because the authenticator doesn't exist anymore. So,
Abergar says, yes, the process seems to be assumed guilty.
It does seem assumed guilty. Like I said, I've got a problem with the way
that they handle
it.
What would you be guilty of?
Well, like distributing items. Like I have like 500 ore. I give you my ore and then I get it restored and now we have 1,000 ore.
Yeah, but you could only do that once before they kind of catch on that you're reporting stuff being removed all the time.
The thing is it's a matter of looking through logs and how much time it takes. And I disagree completely with how they handle it. And I think with the fact that they've got free-to-play and more people coming in, they have to change this, similar to Blizzard. And I think if Blizzard can survive, then Turbine can survive. But you know, I'm sure there's people on WoW that, you know, dupe their stuff. But the thing is, if they do it more than once or twice, yeah. It can't be. And these
are
people.
That's Evergar's point, is you're assumed guilty. Like, the first time is kind of like, all right, well, here's your stuff. The second time should be like, okay, this is happening quite a bit.
I mean, I understand authenticators are a huge money investment, and I don't really expect them to do this, but I expect them to have something more than, if I lost my stuff, if I lost, like, my Radiance gear, I'd be really upset.
Yeah.
If I had my characters deleted, I'd be super upset because it's not only that, but it's time. Like, I have master cooking and farming. I don't want to do that over again on my hunter.
Right.
And I don't think it's fair for me to say, here's 500, you know, here's 50 gold. Here you go. Even if I got 50 gold. It's not all better because I got to sit there and, yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I disagree. Everybody, you know, everybody fails on security every once in a while. Katani says they also say it's your fault as far as account security goes.
Well, yeah, the fault is at the loot, is at the user level, but it's gonna happen. It's gonna be something strange, like your son installed something that you don't know that even he installed it.
Right. I have a 16-character password with upper lowercase numbers and special characters, and that got hacked on WoW. If I give you enough time, you can hack my account if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and you know, especially since we're using, WoW's a little bit easier because your email is really easy to, that's your username, and that's super easy to figure out from anybody. But it's, you know, given enough time and enough, if they want to, they can hack your password. So if I get hacked twice in a month, then you should be suspicious. But if I get hacked once in 4 years,
yeah.
I think there's a little bit of leeway that needs to be more than just gold given to me. So okay.
Anyway, rant over. Hanale writes, Server Landerville Kinship the Lonely Mountain Band achievement. Bought my first mount Wednesday and reached level 21 yesterday. Congratulations.
Nathilla writes, character Nathilla, server Nimrodel, Ken, champ, companions of Eriador. Me and 5 real-life friends started playing free-to-play about a month ago. Created a small kin and play together most of the time. This week, we are now level 25-ish. We tried our first Great Barrows instance, the Maze, which went pretty Leroy Jenkins. Never even managed to kill the first barrow caller, but we learned and try again soon. Alright, congratulations.
Kalis writes, it's been quite a busy week, actually, but to mention the highlights, we raided the Watcher, creepy, big, bleep squid, but unluckily, we failed, tried 4 times in a row, we'll get him next time, though, and we had a night of great fun nonetheless. We moved all of the kinnies, the shadows, into one homestead, big celebration party arrangements is being made as we speak. We got my skeleton horse and my most cute character, my little hobbit burglar, Nixon. He's now riding around by night trying to scare all the hobbits and tall folk he can find. Have a nice podcast, and hey, Merrick, still looking forward to the champion roundtable. Greeting Kalis, the Shadows, Laurelin.
I am working on it, and I'm about halfway through. It'll be done soon.
Okay.
Okay, Phil Edge writes, got the title, Pie Maven, on my 42 burglar, Pigeon Finches. No, Penge Finches, on Laurelin. Didn't even know I was working on it. Now into maxing faction, Dunmatham and Debris. Hey, awesome.
Jack Bow writes, was a rather adventurous week for Alexides the Hobbit. Finished off volume 1 of the epic story, well on my way to saving the world as hobbits are like to do. Ran through Carn Doom, Orogorth, and a few times, and started to see the real power of wardens when I finished off Acid Watcher solo after the rest of our fellowship went down. Now am I working my way through Moria, at level 58 no less, and dutifully ignoring the folks who suggest I move on to Lothlorien, as I'm here to enjoy the ride. Jacopo Uphill, back in time for 11C's Dwaradolf server.
Bad Panda writes, this week I hit level 65 on my hunter Arkhan, and have been exploring Mirkwood, which is an awesome zone. I have managed to sort out all my alt vaults, so they are all nice and organized as well. I have also started up a new guild for the listeners of The One True Cast, which is a great podcast, on Laurelin, shameless plug. And we are looking for members so that I can put some of my ideas for events into action. And I have also managed to complete all the deeds in Bree and the Shire and Evendim on my Hobbit guard, Tolokar, which is just a crazy amount of fun to play.
Wow, and Evendim, that means he did all those Angmarian things.
That is crazy.
Sidorin writes, I had some great achievements this week. My burglar, Sidorin, this week not only got a first age weapon from a turtle run, but as a symbol of Celebrimbor. That's probably spelled wrong. I guess I didn't have to read that part. My hunter has finally reached Supreme Tailor, and by this time you read this on the podcast, we'll have mastered every tier of crafting. Have a good week, American Gold Star, Sidorin of Landerville.
Hey, Von Rothbart of Rittermark writes, got my burglar light fingers to 50. I think this is the one I take to 65 first.
Aranglor? As a player that started to play this month with Free to Play on Lotro EU, every achievement for me is great and very rewarding. That is true. Aranglor? Yes. I'm sorry if I got it wrong. With the Windle, Kin, Portuguese Empire. Here are some of the best achievements. Kindred with the Men of Bree, Ally with the Iglane, and my personal favorite, Pie Eating Champion. Certainly next week, so we'll add to this list to buy my dream of a deluxe house as I'm almost hitting 7 gold.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Jonathan A. writes, ran a group through Fornust for first timers, including myself. Everyone got almost to the end. That's 2 to 3 bosses out from the one with the brazier. Without dying, saved from a near wipe by our awesome minstrel, but one of our members had to give up there, so we finished the rest of the instance, short manning it, and only had a single character death at the final boss. The free people of Esteldin and Trestlebridge are safe once more. Excellent.
Alpha Man writes, well, in the past week and a half, I've accomplished quite a bit in Lotro, mostly with
Elona.
Sure. I joined a great kin and met many cool people, got to level 48, got my first legendary item, which was kind of underwhelming for the little amount of damage it added, almost finished all of my legendary trait pages, one left, and died a few dozen times.
Tosoff writes, level 65 Garden, founder of Covenant Knights of Silverlode, Tosoff has two main accomplishments, Kindred with the Allgreg, I'm jealous, and got my first piece of Amnuminous armor, Sildo, my level 45, just reached Berg, has just got his first LI and is leveling it to 10.
Poop Paper Hat writes, Dratzlin Finerbeard, level 50 Dwarf Champion on Firefoot. I've been playing Lotro for about 9 months now, and I finally have my first character to level 50. I know it's not max level, but with the amount of alts I play, it's an accomplishment for myself. I love this game, and I love your podcast. Keep up the great work.
Belagadin wrote... He didn't actually write that. Belagadin wrote... Good lord. Belagadin wrote, this week I took a break from leveling my burglar and returned to my first Lotro class, Champion. I took Bomberdon up to level 22 and into the Lone Lands. Also returned to my main, Belagadin, 41 Guardian, used my refund skirmish marks and got nicely spanked in thievery and mischief skirmish. My best Lotro moment of the week, winning 250 turbine points in the Lotro Twitter contest. Hooray for more storage! Belagadin of Landerville.
Alborgorn writes, it's official, I now have 3 level 65 captains as Alborgorn of Landerville has now reached the level cap.
Alright, so thank you everybody. If you'd like to hear your player achievement read on the show, keep an eye out for Fridays for our player achievement post and leave a comment. We might read yours.
Mm-hmm.
This week we had one podcast review.
Bubba W12.
Bubba. That's right. All right. How can people contact us if they'd like to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. It's 2786. We're available on Twitter as Stroll to Mordor. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it.
Okay, everybody, thank you for listening to our mess-ups and our foul-ups and everything else. We appreciate it.
Yes, it's a goofy night.
It is a goofy night. Coming off a four-day weekend.
Yes. Not looking forward to work.
No, because it's going to be boring and annoying.
Yeah. Thank you also to the chat room. You guys are always entertaining.
Yep, we appreciate it.
We'll see you next week.